I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. You'd think this subtropical vegetable wouldn't have enough time to form large edible roots in Vermont. But amazingly, sweet potatoes thrive in our short but intense summers. The keys to success is growing quick maturing varieties, waiting to plant, and protecting the plants and roots. Choosing the right variety is important. Beauregard and Covington are two varieties that give good yields. This summer, I'm trying a purple flesh sweet potato just for fun. Plant slips, or small plants, purchased online or from a local grower. Don't be surprised if your slips are nothing more than a stick with a few leaves and roots. The first time I grew sweet potatoes, I thought these slips would never grow. But amazingly, they grow like weeds, if you plant them in June. Planting too early increases the likelihood of slips rotting due to cold, wet soils. We used to use black plastic to heat up the soil, but we found that simply waiting and growing the slips in compost-amended raised beds works just as well. Keep the bed well-weeded the first few weeks, and then watch as the vines take over. The only problems I've found with sweet potatoes are voles and deer. Deer love the foliage and will clean out a bed overnight. Voles tunnel in the soil and munch on the tuberous roots. Fence out the deer and line your bed with hardware cloth to thwart the voles. While you wait to harvest the roots, eat the greens. Young sweet potato shoots make a great substitute for spinach and chard when cooking. Once the foliage yellows, but before a frost has blackened the vines, start harvesting. On a dry day, dig carefully around the roots. Cure your sweet potatoes in an 80-degree, well-ventilated room for 10 days to transform the starches into sugars. Store in a 55-degree room for winter. And now for this week's tip. Spray beneficial nematodes now on the ground where Japanese beetles have fed on plants in the past to kill the grubs. Water them in well. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about euphorbia. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.